Start your day the Torah way in conjunction with the Al Chakala Northwest London. Kof Aleph Teves, 28th December. Rabbi Chaim Perlman.
The subject which I wish to discuss is the question, when is it appropriate to be machmir? We find many times in Halacha, ha-machmir tovo elo brocha. Sometimes, ha-bal nefesh yachmir, it's praiseworthy to take on chumras. In contrast, we find many expressions in Chazal, where Chazal use derogatory terms for someone who is a machmir. And a number of cases, and it's difficult to sort out a ruling on this. The Stei Chemed, in his monumental work, brings all the shittas there, but it's very difficult to get a clear a view. And we'll at least try and perhaps sort out some of the issues. The Yishalmi, and this Yishalmi occurs in a couple of places, but it's not an expression which is used by the Babli. The Yishalmi says, Kol mi she potter min adovo v'oseyu nikro hedyut. A person who is exempt from doing a mitzvah, and he does it, yet he does it, is called a hedyut. That clearly is not meant to be a compliment. And this is brought, in fact, in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this Yerushalmi in the context of someone who starts his Uda before the Zaman of Mincha, and therefore is entitled to start his Uda, and his Uda overextends. And the Shulchan Aruch says, that lo yafsik, he's not required to be mafsik, and that's what the Yishalmi is referring to. He doesn't have to be mafsik. On that, im hiskel eino mafsik, apa pisha hiskel. That's what Shulchan Aruch said, eino mafsik, but apa pisha hiskel beisa. Even in the case where he's begun beisa, he doesn't have to be mafsik his seuda. As long as he'll get his tefillah in, he doesn't have to be mafsik at that stage. Says the Mogen Avraham, quoting the Yishalmi, the chola potter. Someone who is potter, is exempt, and takes on a chumrah, to be mafsik is called a hedyut. And then the Mogen Avraham asks on himself, but surely we find elsewhere that on the contrary it's praiseworthy to be machmir. And the Mogen Avraham says, well, this is indeed a problem which is dealt with in other Mefarshim, Be'er Sheva, Yamshir Shlomo, others deal with this problem, and he wrestles with this problem. But let me give you further examples of where we say kol ha-potter min adovo ve'osa is nikra hedyut. In Hilchas Sukkah we have an example, a further example. Shulchan Aruch says, and this is the remark, quoting the Hagos Mamini, kol ha-potter min ha-sukkah, someone who is potter from a sukkah, ve'ein ha-yotze mishom, he's exempt from sitting in the sukkah, ve'ein ha-yotze mishom, he gets no reward for sitting in the sukkah. If it's raining and he's a mitzvah, he gets no reward for sitting in the sukkah. The eino elo hedyotus, that's the lashon of the Rambam, clearly taken from this Yerushalmi. The eino elo hedyotus is considered a hedyot. It's not something which is praiseworthy. On that quotation from the Yerushalmi, which the Rambam brings down, the Mogen Avraham says, however, this is only velo omru nikra hedyut elo kisha osa osa bederech chumra. He does it in a manner of a chumra. On another, then the Mogen Avraham says, tzorich lins yashid bedovo. He's clearly concerned about this. And he refers to it in Hilchas Tefillin. There's a din in Hilchas Tefillin, in Machlokas, whether you have to be mesartet, you have to line the ksav before you write the ksav of Tefillin, do you have to be mesartet? And there's a Machlokas between the Mechaba and the Ramah. And the Mechaba says, Ein Sorich Lesartet. And the Ramah is in the Amagia in the Mechaba. Not Ein Sorich Lesartet, Ein Lesartet. And someone who does so is considered to be taking on a chumrah, an excessive chumrah, and is called a hedyut. So again, it comes back to the lashon of the Yerushalmi. The Mishnah Berurah points out that in the case of the, in the Mishpuz, in the Bi'alocha, he actually says this, he says in the case of the Mitztayer who sits in the Sukkah, there's more of a problem, because by being Machmer, there's a Tzad Iso. That's a different consideration altogether. It's all very well to be Machmer, but if you actually, when you're being Machmer, you're actually being over an Issa, because it interferes with your Simchas Yom Tov. If it's raining and you're uncomfortable and you're sitting in the Sukkah, it's not in accordance with the Simcha of Yom Tov. Therefore, since there is a Tzad Issa, that's why you're called a Hedyot. However, he quotes the Bikurei Yaakov, supposing that someone has left his Sukkah and whilst it was raining, and then it stops raining, the din is he's not required to go back into his Sukkah. If someone wants to be Matriach himself, to trouble himself to go back into the Sukkah after the rain has stopped, that's a machmet tov olav brocha. It's a brocha. He's someone who is machmet in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, and he's been mekayim the mitzvah. He's not bound to do so, because since he left the sukkah when he was a mitzta'er, and clearly it's a little inconvenient if you're sitting in your house to have to go back into your sukkah again. It's inconvenient. But that's, for that you wouldn't say he's called a hedyot. On the contrary, he says the Bikurei Yaakov, that would be called Hamachmer Tovo Elav Brocha. So clearly there is a distinction as to where, in your Chumrah, there is a Tzad Isu. Where there's a Tzad Isu, then we would say, certainly fall under the category of the Yerushalmi, he's called a hedyot. But where there is no Tzad Isu, you are able to fulfill the mitzvah Kitzi Kunai, but you're not required to do so, then Hamachmer Tovo Elav Brocha. The Shach in Yeredeya raises a different issue. And the Shach says as follows, quoting, again, it's another Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi doesn't actually quote the Yerushalmi, but this is the source of the Shach. The Yerushalmi is a different Yerushalmi. It says, K'shem she'osr letaher es ha-tomei, just as it is forbidden to be metaher, that which is tomei, Kach osa letame es hatohor. Just as it's forbidden to be makel, in other words, to be makel when you should be machmir, so also says the Yerushalmi, Kach osa letame es hatohor. Says the Pnei Moshe, one of the classic Meforshim on the Yerushalmi, Shelo yoma, says the Pnei Moshe, Lo atriach es asmi, I will not trouble myself, la'amoed al adovo, to get to the bottom of this shaila. V'hoyelo mesupikani, since I am in doubt, atame'enu, and therefore, I'll go l'chumra, atame'enu, I'll play safe. Mora haro, if he plays safe, I'll be matame. Also Lazarus came. He's not allowed just to play safe and say, well, if I'm matame, then so be it, and no avla will come about. You're not allowed to do that. You've got to go to the depth of the problem and try to find a heter. And the Shach brings this in Yeredeya, and it says if he does want to be machmer, when the halacha would appear to be lekula, and yet he is afraid to be mekel, and he still wants to be machmer. Sorry, chamoira loma, the Mera Haro has to say, She'ein ha'isu boror, ela she'onu mechuyovim lahachmer. The Mera Haro has got to point out, it's not because it's an isu boror, but he wants to be machmer because he's not quite clear on the problem. But he's not allowed just to be machmer without actually pointing out that there is a tzad to be mekel. The Pesachim Shuva points out in Hilchos Shchita, there is a halacha that a shoychet, he doesn't have to know every halacha. A shoychet ain't sorech sheyeda kol chelukhi adinim, says in Shulchan Aruch. Elim oima al dova zeh ha'yisi mistapek. If he admits that he's doubtful about it, v'shoyel, korim v'shapir yodeh, he's called someone who knows shchito, even though he doesn't know necessarily all the answers. Aksha Omer, however, if he says something which is forbidden, that is permitted, then clearly that shoychet, sorech la'avir such a shoychet, you've got to ban such a shoychet. If he's matis something which is clearly osur, then that shoychet is no longer qualified to act as a shoychet. Comes along the Pisrei Tshuva. Not just that way. Afba Omer al muta osur, gam kein yesh la'aviray. A shoychet who says something is something which is clearly muta, and he says it's forbidden, also tzorech la'aviray, such a shoychet. So it works both ways. So clearly, what we have here from this shach, you can be machmir, but you must point out when you are machmir, that it's not because the halacha is clearly that he should be machmir. Otherwise, there could be a toz la halacha, and people could come make a mistake. Shemoyitu ha-talmidim, the talmidim may come and make a mistake. In the Chuvus of the Marashdam, he says as follows: Ein odom reshoy lahachmir b'mokem de'ikul lemechish. Number one, shemoyitu ha-talmidim. If you're machmir, people will think that's the halacha, and the halacha may not be so. The yikviu halacha l'doros, they'll come and make a mistake, and they'll be kaveya the halacha l'doros incorrectly. They'll be machmir l'doros. And number two, he has another interesting idea. Lefi shechosomai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. The seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is truth. But tzorich lekayim ho emes b'mashu emes afilu lekulo. You can't distort by being machmer, distort the truth. If the truth is it's got to be mutter, then you should say it should be mutter. And it's a distortion, it's not MS to say something is forbidden when in fact it is permitted. The move on to another consideration. A question: if someone is machmer, is it considered to be mitzi keyuro? Is it considered to be hypocritical, if you like, excessive piety in front of one's seniors? And there are numerous examples of that in the Chazal. A particular example of a choson on the first night being ported from Krishma, the difference between the times of Chazal, times nowadays. But the Gemara brings there in Baba Kama, in Perik Meruba, the Gemara says there that one of the takonis of Yeshua when they came into the land of Eretz Yisrael was that if there are potholes in the middle of the road, that one can walk on the side roads, even the private drochim. Now there's ice on the road, we usually walk the other way around. It's difficult to walk on the pavement, so you walk in the middle of the road. The takon of Yeshua, that where there are potholes in the middle of the road, you're entitled to go to the side. The Mora brings a Meister with Rebbe and Rab Chia. They were walking in the side roads because the middle of the road was there were potholes in the road, and they saw in a distance one of their Talmidim who was making it very obvious he was walking in the middle of the road. So the Rebbe says to Rav Chia, Talmid is showing excessive piety. The fact is you're allowed to walk in the side roads. Why is he walking in the middle of the road? We should put him into Nidui. Says Rav Chia, he is my Talmid. I know that he is Machmer, but he's Machmer L'Shem Shomayim. Is Rabbi Yehuda ben Kenuso. Rabbi Yehuda ben Kenuso, since he's doing it L'Shem Shomayim, he is a Yerei Shomayim, therefore it's Lo Michsi Keyuro with regard to him. From here, the Meiri, and similarly the Yamsha Shlomo, learn out basic halachas here. If someone is Machmer in front of his seniors, in front of his Rebbe, or Lavdafki his Rebbe, but in front of someone who is more senior to him, and the senior people, they are not Machmer, and he is Machmer, that is considered to Michsi Kiyuro, he's acted Shalo Kedin. That's the first principle here. And if he does so, he's Ro'oi, he's fit, it's appropriate to put him to Nidui. It's the Lashon of the Miri. Im Machmer Vifnei Rabbi, the Rabbi Meiko, and his own Rebbe is Meiko, then Menadino, so he should be put into Nidui. The next category, perhaps, we find a different expression in Chazal, which is in the Babli. Sometimes a person who is machmir, it doesn't say nikro hedjet, is called a chosid shoter. And we find this used in different contexts. The case is brought in the actual Gemara, heichi domi chosid shoter. What is considered to be, who is considered to be a chosid shoter? And the Gemara brings, kegon shekod tovo itzo benaro. A woman is drowning in the river. It's not appropriate for me, a man of my position, should stretch out my hand to look at her in order to rescue the woman. It might be involved in matters of erevo, and therefore I shouldn't rescue this woman and let her drown. That's being a chosid, but pikuach nefesh overrides the other considerations of istakule be'ervo, or perhaps even more than istakule be'ervo. So the Gemara says, such a person is called a chosid shoter, a misguided chosid. It's a misguided act of piety. More powerful than saying misguided, it's called a fool, it's called a shoter. A chosid shoter. The Gemara, of course, the Gemara Neirvin brings, if you a machmer, two chumras, like the chumra of Beis Shammai and the chumra of Beis Hillel, that's tarti to sasri, two things which don't make any sense because one is dependent on the other. The Gemara quotes the posuk haksil b'choshe chole, that clearly that is inappropriate. We find another expression in Chazal, and the Gemara Menachos says, kol amatil techeles v'Yerushalayim eino elo min hamasmiyeh. Someone who is machmer to put on in a linen garment and he wears woolen tzitzis, they made a machlokas b'shamay and b'shilel as to whether Chazal made a gezero because of the question of shatness. And although miliyareisa aseidoch alos to say the wool, the being together with linen wouldn't apply with regard to shatness in the context of tzitzis because aseidoch alos to say. If someone is put on techeles, and they say that nonetheless Chazal made a gezero that he shouldn't wear a woolen tzitzis on a linen garment, because maybe he'll come to wear it shelo b'shas mitzvah, whatever the gezero was. Someone who is a machmer, the Gemara calls eino elo min hamasmien. It's a different expression. It doesn't say chosid shoz. It doesn't say nikra hedid. It says eino elo min hamasmien. Clearly, that would be a svara because. That would fit in with what the Mishnah Berurah says, because there's yeshpoit tzad issa. There's a tzad issa involved, or could lead to a tzad issa. Interestingly enough, we find this expression used in Shulchan Aruch as well, for an entirely different context. As you probably know, there's a din navelus. When Rahman al-Islam, somebody is sitting shiva, then those who are misablim imo, those relatives, close relatives, let's say a husband and a wife, a husband is sitting shiva for a parent. Then the question is, the wife has certain restrictions on her, although she's not an avelos, not her parent. The din of the Gemara is misablim imay, that the other relative has to conform and sit a form of shiva, and that's the din of the Gemara. Nowadays we don't practice that, and says the Ramo, Ashok Nogu Kulon Limcha. The minig is not to be practiced that someone who's got a close relative sitting shiva, that other person doesn't also keep the chumras of the shiva. The Cheno Agino Idno, says the Ramo, Shalom Lehis Abel Klal Im Hamis Ablim. The Cholham Machmir Bezer Eino Elo Mina Masmir. The same expression, it's a borrowed expression from Chazal. The Eino Elo Mina Masmir. Someone who wants to take on this chumra is considered Eino Elo Mina Masmir. Interestingly enough, the Orach HaShulchan, this is Mr. Steinhardt I saw, here's one from Mr. Steinhardt, in the Hilchos Mikvos, says the Marik, now, there's a certain chumras, for example, of Gimel Lugin Mayim Shuvim Pasas Zemikvah. There's a machlokes aposkin where the three lug of mayim shiumim passes not a mikveh, it passes a mayon. You've got a mayon, the spring water. Is gimel lug in mayim shiumim, does it pass? So in that context, the Orach HaShulchan writes, v'chol amarbe chumras be'isid rabbonon ashe hekilu b'chachomim. Someone who wants to take on all the chumras of mikvahs, and a result of which kedei levatel benos yisroel mipiri v'rivio einai elo min hamasmien v'lo motso yodo v'raglo b'beis hamedrish as the Orach HaShulchan. There's a time for taking on chumras, and that takes me on to the next subject, next topic. I'm running out of time here, I've got many more cases, but the one has to weigh up in the chumras, particularly with regard to a tzibur. It's very easy to be makar all chumras in terms of kashrus, in terms of mikvahs. And a few interesting quotes in Erevin, which I shall leave out, but there's a very interesting one, that the Torah is chosso amamoinon shel Yisroel. Torah is chosso amamoinon shel Yisroel. It's all very well to be machmir chumras, but if it's at the expense of the tzibur, then the poskim frown on it. We've got a well-known principle in the halacha, the mokum hefsid merubah, or hefsid derabim, you make it. That is interesting chinuch. The Chinuch says as follows, in the mitzvah of Korban Ola V'Yored, as you know, there's a Korban, which sometimes you have to bring a Korban Chatos, which varies according to one's income, according to one's means. Says the Chinuch, if someone is an Oni, and he pushes himself to bring the Korban of an Oshir, you might think, well, that's all right, he doesn't have to, but it's praiseworthy. Says the Chinuch, he is not Yotze. He's not Yotze. And the Chinuch says a very interesting idea. V'atam lefisha acha sherichem hokel boruch hu olov upatra, since the Kodesh Boruch Hu had Rachmonis on him and exempted him, eino bedin sheyitkot atzmei lehovi Yotze mimashe tasig yodei. It's against the din that he should push himself to try to live above his station, so to speak. A person shouldn't spend excessively doing mitzvahs beyond his means. The end will come, says the Chinuch. He'll end up getting money by illegitimate means. Like a person like Kavi is on drugs. He's trying to seek that which he's accustomed to, and he can't find the money to spend. He'll find it by illegitimate means. So this is Maharil says, for example, another interesting example. Says the Maharil, even in the times of the Maharil, it seems there was a custom to have indoor sukkahs, where they used to move a sliding roof on the indoor sukkah. And it's not a modern objection. In the times of the Maharil, certain people objected to it. Says the Maharil, "Heich shayich lahachmir al harabim." You can't be machmir on the rabbim. If it's kosher, it's kosher. Bishleva kol yochid, yochid lahachmir leatzma. Yochid, if he wants to be machmir for himself, so be it. But he can't be machmir on the rabbim. Push on to the next major consideration. Is if someone is going to be machmer, or particularly on a tzibur is going to be machmer, there is a question of being moitzi la'az al duras harishoyim. This is a klal in Shas which you only find with regard to Gittin. In Maseches Gittin you find that certain tanoim amoroim wanted to say that this is a chumrah, it's a chumrah that to introduce a chumrah that the get may be impossible. So the Gemara says, how can you do such a thing? If it was all right for earlier generations, you'd be mostly la'az al deres harishonim. Says the Yad Malachi, who's one of the major codifiers of principles in halacha, and says the Yad Malachi, this is a principle which we find in Shas only with regard to Gittin or similar subjects with regard to Ishus and Mamzeris, then you might see la'az al deres harishonim. But it's not a principle which you can use in other contexts. Having said that, I found that the Gedolei HaPoskim do use it in other contexts. In particular, with regard to mikvahs, again mikvahs, where you're introducing excessive chumras in mikvahs, which were not applied by earlier generations, then there's a chashash that Yotza Sforo Be'er Seder, you'd be Moitzi La'az on Deres HaRishonim. If the Deres HaRishonim had mikvahs which didn't utilize these particular chumras, and a new generation comes and says, we've got these particular chumras, could well be, of course, that because of modern technology, it's quite possible that they weren't capable of doing these chumras, and maybe that's another consideration, and I have to look into that. That's a possible justification. But I'll call upon him, the principle that you're being Moitzi La'az on HaRishonim, we do find in Poskim bring in Hilchos Mikvahs. So we find in the Hilchos Mikvahs with regard to Moitzi La'az or Rishonim, and the interestingly enough, they find the Tshuva of the Divrei Yatziv. He talks about, this is a rather strange application, because he talks about reading a certain Kehillah used to read the Haftaras from the Chumash, and the Megillahs they didn't read from a Klaf. And Kehillah bought, it happens many times, they bought a klaf and they wanted to introduce a new minhag that would read the Haftaras from a klaf, which is clearly a hidu. Says the Divrei Yatziv, the Klausenberger, chumra de osi de kulahu. Very surprising to Shuvah. He says it's a chumra which comes with de kulah. And number two, it says ki yuaro. I find that very strange, because you don't usually find the concept of yuro with a rabbim. Yuro is a question of yochid. But this is the, and then he says, thirdly, the gam, which is an interesting point, moitzi la'az al harishonim. So at all the three points that the Divrei Yatziv makes, yesh lefakpik alof. Divrei Yatziv is a odom godel, and he uses these three points which we have made. as I say, a lot more material, but there's a further aspect to it. We find in the Masechet Nedarim that someone who is Mitzayer Atzmai, who unnecessarily involves himself in Tanesim, or in the particular context makes himself into a Nozir, the Gemara calls him Nikro Chote, he's called a Chote. And the Rambam picks up on this in Hilchos Deis, Lo Yimona Odom Atzmai Ela Midvorim Shema Nosa Atar Bilvad. The sufficient Chumras in the Torah itself, without being Moisif on the Chumras, which the person being Moisif Chumras, and the again, one of the sources is the Yerushalmi. Lo dayecho masha osrecho lecho atera, elo sheat mevakesh leser olecho devorim acherim, says the Yerushalmi, which is self-explanatory. One could add, some of the poskim mentioned, it's gnaihu sheim machmir bedovor shatera el chazal patru beferish. It's a gnai. It's considered despicable to be machmir something on something which a Torah is matter beferish. The Torah itself would have been mechayev, or the Chazal would have been mechayev. You have no business to be machmir more than the Torah or the poskim are machmir. But we find it goes even further. There is a very interesting Bnei Yisosro, which is supported by the Shloa Kodesh. The Yisosro quotes the Shloa. And brought in the Pisbei Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch. Someone who wants to be machmir on the Torah says the Shulchan Aruch paskins is a halacha of Pesuko that if you've got a dovah isa, it's bottle b'shishim. Bottle b'shishim, and therefore you can eat the mixture. Somebody wants to be machmir, he doesn't want to eat something which is bottle b'shishim. He doesn't want to eat. He wants to be machmir yosim edivrei Torah. So the Bnei Yisosro says, and this is Mobiderech HaChassidus, which is not really my line, but nonetheless Bnei Yisosro says that by eating something which is bottled b'shishim, that there is a nitzutz of Kedusha. You are mitzayer something, or, and this is Kedusha. I don't claim to understand that, but no doubt the Chassidim and the Kehillah will understand that better than myself. But then it quotes the Shloa Kodesh, and the Shloa Kodesh says, A very beautiful thought. The Gemara says in Brachos, Godol hanena miyagia kapo yosa miyirei shamayim. Someone who benefits from his toil, from his hard work, is greater than the yirei shamayim. So the Shloa Kodesh asks the following question. He says, what are we talking about, this nena miyagia kapo yosa miyirei shamayim? Are we talking about a person whose nena miyagia kapo is not a yirei shamayim? Of course he must be a Yirei Shemayim, otherwise what's there to talk about? So you're talking about someone who's an enemy of Yirei Kapov, and plus he's a Yirei Shemayim. So you say, Godol an enemy of Yirei Kapov, Yosem Yirei Shemayim. So what's the Chiddush? He's got two malas, says the Shloa Kodesh. No. The Godol an enemy of Yirei Kapov refers to the Merah Haroh, who's an enemy of Yirei Kapov, that he works to find a kula, rather than just accepting, be on the safe side, it'll be the awesome. It's Godol Hanena Miyakapo. He works at his Torah in order to find the MS, to find whether it is in fact also, whether it is in fact Mutter. That is greater than the Yirei Shemayim. Yirei Shemayim is the chassid, he doesn't want to eat anything. He's scared, he's mafakvik on every heksha, he doesn't want to eat anything. But Godol Hanena Miyakapo, someone who works and finds that there's an emestika heksha, then he is greater than the Yirei Shemayim, than the chassid is mafakvik, not wanting to eat from a dubious heksha. That's the pshat of the Shloa Kodesh. The Teres HaOshom, and the Pesach Shiva quotes the Teres HaOshom, and says someone who doesn't want to eat from something which is bottled by Shishim is in fact, he says, is called a Napi Kuris. And other examples of someone who is Machmir Yosef Midai being called a Napi Kuris. I wanted to go on and to discuss, on the contrary, the praise of someone who is Machmir, and particularly with regard to Kashrus on Pesach, and other items. I don't want to overstep my time. There's a lot more to discuss. I think whetted your appetite, and perhaps we'll leave it here. But as I say, there are a number, at least a dozen klolim in the when it's considered to be derogatory to be machmer. And against that, on the other hand, we find many cases where it's considered to be praiseworthy, and other similar expressions where it clearly is considered to be praiseworthy.